Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
Hi, this is Tracy DeGeer, and I'm sitting with Brooke McCann talking about her poster, Don't Knock It Till You Try It, Comparison of Four Different Antibody Diluents. So Brooke, is this your first poster that you've ever presented in an NSH?
No, actually this is my third poster. I did presented back in 2011 and 2012.
So out of all the posters that you've given, is this your favorite?
It is. It is my favorite just because I got to play in the lab a little bit, testing all different diluents, and also I got to have a fun title. My other titles were kind of boring, you know, just the standard, you know. So this was really neat to come out here and have a little fun with it.
Well, when they were looking for interviewers for the podcast, I loved the title, and that was why this was one of the ones that I was like, all right, I'm definitely going to do this one.
Yeah, the title, actually, our lab director, Dr. Reck, she gave me the title. We were kind of throwing out ideas like eeny, meeny, miny, moe, or something like that, you know? And so she threw out that one. I'm like, oh, that's good. I like that.
It's always fun to hear kind of where the titles come from, where the ideas come from. So, when you started looking at topics, what was it that sort of grabbed you about this idea as far as other things that you've done for posters?
Mainly, I usually just use, when I develop an antibody, different things will go, and I just usually use something like that, a topic. But this topic, I kind of brainstormed with my other development techs, and actually Lynn Karen kind of threw this out because she has always wanted to do, she just retired this last year, and so she's like, oh, you should do diluents and stuff like that. So it actually came from another development tech, that the idea.
It's a really interesting topic, and it's something that I don't think people pay a lot of attention to when they're doing their assay development. Is it something that your lab does routinely, or is it just something that really sparked an interest in you?
Our lab hadn't done it in the past routinely. We just started bringing on new diluents if we couldn't pretty much get rid of background. So we brought on spring in addition to the DACO diluent we were using. And so it just kind of now made us realize, well, is there a reason why, you know, should we be looking at other diluents as well instead of just falling back on one? Could we get a better product for the patient? And also, when we order PMS2, the diluent from BioCare comes with it. So we were just throwing it down the drain. And that's such, you know, we were wasting, you know, cost savings right there.
That's a really good point. And when people come to look at your poster, what's the very first thing that you want them to see or to take away from looking at that poster?
Pretty much, when you come to the poster, just that, you know, diluent does matter. I know, especially in our lab, we kind of had, you know, we thought all diluents were created equal. They were all the same, you know, it didn't matter. But now with all the new technologies and the antibodies getting so much better, some of those diluents do play a role and have an effect.
So if you wanted people to take to be able to describe your poster in two or three words, what would you want those two or three words to be?
Two or three words.
All right, so I'll give you more than two or three words.
just detail, patient quality, you know, just a quality product, pretty much. We try to strive for the patient and make our antibodies the best test that, you know, for our pathologists to be able to diagnose and prognose everything. And so we just want to probably good quality product. We just want to...
Those are good words. Those are really good words. What was the hardest thing about creating your poster? What was the hardest thing that you had to do when you were making your poster?
Experiment-wise or with the poster-wise?
I don't know. Which part was hardest for you? It's been a long time since I did a poster. So was it laying out the poster itself or in the experimentation, did you have something that was a particular hiccup for you?
I did have a hiccup when I was staining with stabilities. I should have held out enough QCs of, you know, so in case there was a hiccup, I had a hiccup with my staining run for 1 month for PMS2. It just looked like hematoxin was just poured on the slide.
Okay.
And so I know, so I couldn't use PMS2. I wanted to use PMS2 and PAX8 and show the stability of all of them. And I couldn't because I couldn't repeat that because I didn't have the same slide. I didn't have extras. I only had, so that was a little hiccup for me. So then I was only able to show PAX8. But we only, you know, have limited space on the poster, so that was probably better.
Okay.
That I did that, but yeah, so that was kind of a hiccup, and just the abstract. It's always hard to get started writing. I find once I get started writing, then it's hard to cut down words, but just the starting it.
Kinda. I struggle with that same thing. It's once I get the first few words on the page, then I'm good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Until then, they just don't flow. So if you had anything that you could do over again, or if you could expand your project, what would you do?
If I could expand it or do other experience, when I did the stability, I did all of them just the same, tighter, stuff like that, with the certain diluents. And I wish I really could have went and really optimized each diluent with the antibodies and then did the stability, because I feel that could have, you know, because some of them looked like, you know, if it was tighter just a little bit, you know, then it wouldn't have the background, etc. So I just wish I could do that one study, which I might. Our lab directors are wanting me to possibly publish this, our findings and stuff like that, so I'll then be able to do that experiment. And
so your poster is gorgeous.
Thank you.
It sounds like you had a great time with it. What was the most fun piece about doing your poster?
I think just putting it up and having people come over and asking you questions, because you work so hard on it and you get feedback from your coworkers and stuff and your lab directors, but getting feedback from other institutions, other peers that are outside of your institution is just neat.
Brooke, thank you so much for coming and sitting down and walking through your poster with me, and congratulations on finishing your project, and I hope I get to interview you again with a new poster next year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.